This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The Nobel Prize winners in the health and science fields were announced this week. Some of the honorees worked on therapies against infections caused by roundworm parasites or malaria. Also honored were new discoveries around neutrinos. And most of the Nobel Awards will come not only with a gold medal and a cash prize, but with a piece of original art illustrating the winner's achievement. The art will be tucked into a handmade leather folio opposite an elegant award certificate and received during the ceremony in December. That means for a handful of Scandinavian artists, it's crunch time. Carolyn Beeler reports.
Welcome to the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. Welcome.
The commissioned artists find out who the winners are along with the rest of us at the public announcement ceremonies this week and next.
I will start by announcing the prize and read the citation.
By mid-November, the artists must create an original piece for each winner that represents the essence of their work. Swedish watercolor artist Hasse Carlsson will illustrate the economics diplomas this year and created last year's physics awards. Those went to three scientists who invented blue LEDs.
I remember that I was thinking that today's daylight can be restored and illuminate night, and the light of the LED lamp is awakening humanity. I was thinking about that when I did my paintings.
He made three black and white watercolors of people in dark overcoats, bathed in the light spilling from storefront windows and streetlights.
It was the white light I want to describe.
Carlsson's work was unusually straightforward. Light, after all, is a subject well suited to the visual arts. Suzanne Yardebak had a tougher time making a collage for the 2013 physics laureate Peter Higgs and the subatomic particle he discovered. Before she started, Yardebak asked a scientist to describe the Higgs boson.
She said it's not easy to describe it easily. It's very, very hard. You could try to do something with a Mexican hat.
Physicists use the model of an upside-down Mexican hat when describing the particle, an image Yardebak incorporated into her collage.
And in the background, I could use some sky that was, like, holy.
Holy, the Higgs boson's nickname of the God particle, inspired a color palette of midnight and aquamarine blues with highlights of celestial gold. Yardebak did Dr. Robert Lefkowitz's diploma as well. He won the 2012 Chemistry Nobel for discovering the largest family of cellular receptors for hormones in drugs.
The prize holds a pride of place in my office, and I think it immediately grabs the eye because of the artwork.
It's another collage, this time in pink and gold, with circles and tangled ribbons of color. Yardebak aimed for an abstract interpretation of the inside of the body, but Lefkowitz is not the hugest fan.
Well, let's just say it's different. I'm not an art collector, nor do I know much about art, but let's say I was, and I was going out to buy a piece of art. I suspect that's not the one I would have bought.
Lefkowitz does like the idea of original art being part of the prize, something he says adds to the once-in-a-lifetime Nobel experience. The award ceremony in December is steeped in tradition and formality, and there, like during the making of the diplomas, no detail is overlooked.
His Majesty the King, Carl Gustav, Queen Sylvia, Crown Princess Victoria, Princess Madeleine.
The Swedish royal family processes onto stage in full crown and sash regalia, followed by the Nobel laureates.
The aesthetics surrounding the Nobel Prize Award ceremonies have been important since the very start.
That's the Nobel Foundation's Annika Pontikis.
It's, you know, how the prize award ceremonies are arranged and the amount of time we put into making floral arrangements. The amount of work put into the diplomas is just one of all of these details.
Details creating a sumptuous red carpet experience for people more used to lab coats than white tie. Hasse Carlsson will create the art for this year's economics winner, or winners, who will be announced on Monday.
It will be stressful because I have only 7 days to create the final work.
That's when Carlson says he needs to send a sample to an Austrian calligrapher so she can match her ink to his color palette.
So if they are going to be three, then it will be stressful. So I hope they will be one or two this time.
Probably the exact opposite of what every hopeful economist in the world is thinking right now. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.